It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Today is Monday, March 18th. I'm Erin Fulton with Raven News. Trident Seafoods announced in a press release Friday that it will sell its Petersburg processing plant, bunkhouse, galley, and two housing units to E.C. Phillips & Son, Incorporated. E.C. Phillips & Son operates year-round out of Ketchikan and Craig and was established almost a century ago. Trident announced in December that it was selling four of its Alaska-based plants in the wake of turbulence in the Alaska seafood market. Trident CEO Joe Bundrant said Trident's former employees and fleet might enjoy a longer season under the new banner because E.C. Phillips & Son is, quote, more focused on variety and direct distribution, end quote. Bundrant also said their approach could stage Petersburg as a great processing hub in Southeast. Trident Seafoods and E.C. Phillips & Son expect to close the deal on Petersburg's facilities sometime next month. The details about how the sale might affect the upcoming fishing season are unknown. Spokespeople from both companies declined to comment further on the sale. An Arizona-based poet is trading desert for rainforest to host a series of free poetry workshops in Sitka this month. Jody Hollander is a poet and educator who has taught workshops in national parks since 2018. She says a visit to Walnut Canyon National Monument near Flagstaff, Arizona, inspired her to start a program she calls Poetry in the Parks.
And I thought, gosh, wouldn't it be an incredible place to write? And I thought about this idea of connecting people with their public lands through poetry and giving them the opportunity to deepen that connection by writing poems in inspirational places.
Hollander has since hosted workshops across Arizona and California, and when a Walnut Canyon ranger familiar with Sitka suggested she consider Sitka National Historical Park, she jumped on the opportunity. She'll be hosting three workshops against Sitka's backdrop of forest and ocean, where participants will write poems inspired by the landscape.
I think, you know, using the inspiration of the beautiful space around them, around us, an opportunity to really connect with something authentic within ourselves, something in nature that maybe speaks to us. And sometimes that just sort of emerges on its own without, you know, we just need to sort of get out of the way and, and let the poem or whatever it is that inspires us speak through our words.
Hollander said participants don't need a background in poetry to get something out of the workshop.
These workshops are for everyone. No experience is required. Even if you have the smallest inkling of interest in poetry, I would really encourage you to come.
The workshops are held at the Sitka National Historical Park Visitors Center. The next two are scheduled for March 21st and 23rd. You can find more information at our website, kcaw.org. Juneau Animal Rescue is rehoming a bunch of tarantulas. They're among the pets taken from a home on police request, and the rescue organization had to get creative to find space for the animals and all their legs. KTOO's Yvonne Crumry has more.
The 16 tarantulas arrived about 3 weeks ago, along with a few other animals. Two bearded dragons, a ball python, four cats, and two dogs, according to Juneau Animal Control Officer Karen Wood. She says it's not often that Juneau Animal Rescue receives this many animals from one home.
It's an animal control case where we took custody of the animals by request of the police. And when that happens, we hold animals for a 10-day safekeep period.
The safekeep period applies to arrests, hospitalizations, and other short-term emergencies, and can be longer depending on the situation. After 10 days, if the owners don't make a plan to retrieve an animal, they become property of the rescue. The organization treats any medical issues, spays or neuters, and microchips the animals, and then puts them up for adoption. The tarantulas could skip a few of those steps. The ball python and 14 spiders have already found new homes. And one is now a long-term resident of the rescue, living in a terrarium upstairs by the staff desks. She's dark, fuzzy, and about the size of a thin mint cookie.
This one's our office pet, so she'll get to be like this big, 6 to 7 inches.
Wood says finding places to put all the animals was challenging. Normally, they put smaller animals, like rabbits, where they can make space, often a hallway. But in that environment, one of the bearded dragons started turning black, which Wood says is a sign of stress. So they moved the spiders and the lizards into a room used for grooming dogs and brought in a space heater.
Just because we don't have a good space, a warm space, and a quiet space.
Now, the bearded dragon is back to its normal tan coloring. One tarantula and both dragons are still waiting for their forever homes. Juno Animal Rescue has been struggling with capacity for years. The organization is looking to expand into a bigger space soon, with more room to house all the animals that need shelter.
We're pretty cramped. This building's been here a long, long time.
Wood says she hopes that one day there'll be plenty of space for tarantulas and dragons that need a place to stay on their way to a loving home. In Juno, I'm Yvonne Crumry.
Veterinary care is not always available in remote rural Alaska. In Wrangell, like some other island towns in southeast Alaska, a vet is available for about 10 days a month. This can be very challenging when pets are aging or become terminally ill. As KSTK's Colette Czarnecki reports, a particular hardship for pet owners is when their furry loved ones need to be euthanized.
Lily was 13 years old last fall when she suddenly became paralyzed. Before, this lab and pit ridgeback mix was a loving emotional support pet. She was known as a gentle giant. When she fell ill, Lily's owner didn't know what to do, so her sister, Dorothea Rooney, stepped in. Wrangell's part-time vet was not in town at the time, so Rooney did something she never thought she would do. She put Lily down herself, at home, without medicine.
It's still pretty raw when you have to put a family pet down that is still conscious, you know, and aware of what you're doing. It's really heart-wrenching.
With Rooney's own dog, she had to schedule euthanasia because the vet is often gone. Her own dog had osteocarcinoma, a cancer in the jaw. She says her dog died way before her time because she didn't want to euthanize her herself.
It was a year ago. Yeah, and it's still pretty hard. But that's what people have to do in this community. They have to either commit to when the vet is here or fork out a ton of money to ship your dog out, or unfortunately do it yourself. And sometimes that does not work out very well.
Rooney wants to improve options for pet owners in Wrangell. Shortly after putting her sister's dog down, Rooney spoke about it at a borough assembly meeting, reading a detailed letter about her experience. She says it was surprising that the assembly didn't know that nobody in town was certified to euthanize pets. They assured her they'd look into it.
Everyone I've talked to so far is completely on board, and so was the city's response in the beginning, was very positive. They said, we will pay to have this done, but their follow-up is not happening.
Mason Villarma, who is Wrangell's interim borough manager, says it will take time. He says Rooney hasn't been the only concerned resident. Someone else came forward recently about putting her pet down as well. He says the city is moving forward with getting someone certified to do this.
We are working on trying to find the appropriate credentials for them to get their certifications and the licensure. In the past, it's been offered online as a course, but we're unclear on a path forward. So we're working with the vet to do that. We have a couple folks interested, one that's in the city and one that's outside of the city.
Wrangell's veterinarian is also on board. After hearing about Rooney's efforts, Wrangell's local vet office reached out to her. Veterinarian Judge Conniff, with Conniff's Critters in Wrangell, says he's been in the town for 12 years. He advertises when he's open with a large banner in front of the office that says the vet is in, but usually he's only open for 10 days a month.
People don't come see me very often if I'm here all the time. It's too long between appointments. So while it's a little bit of a push sometimes, it's just better off for everybody if I only open up for a while and then go away for a while. It just works better for me.
That's common for other Southeast Alaska communities as well, like Petersburg, that's on a different island. If an emergency happens and the vet isn't around, Conniff is available by phone. Or if someone has the means, they can fly their pet out of town.
People worry about their animals, as they should, but most of the time I can help people out with a phone call and tell them, you know, try this, try that, and call me back if it doesn't work, and then we'll talk about whether or not you need to fly out of town. And that's the way we handle it.
Conniff says he would love the backup if someone else in Wrangell can get certified to euthanize animals.
As I told the folks over at City Hall, I very much in favor of that, very much support that. There are programs out there for getting people trained in appropriate procedures, and I'd be very happy if somebody from from town was able to get that training.
City and borough manager Villarma says liability is involved, so the city wants to make sure they move forward in the right direction with finding appropriate credentials for certification. He says the process could take up to several months. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.
Taking a look at the community calendar. Youth Advocates of Sitka offers Make It Mondays for 6th through 8th graders at 3:20 p.m. on Mondays through May 13th in room 209 at Blatchley Middle School. Sitka Film Society and the Coliseum Theater present the Oscar Short Animated Films at 5 p.m. today. The Sitka Tourism Task Force holds a work session at 6 p.m. today at Harrigan Centennial Hall, and the White Elephant Thrift Shop is open on Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. I'm Erin Fulton, and this has been Raven News.